Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and my handsome co-host Mike Reynolds is joining us today. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Terry. I'm getting ready for tonight's event. I haven't left yet. I
got to
be on the road, so.
You know, I usually every week, every time we do a show, I always ask you how you're doing, but today it's just different. It's a different how are you doing, because I know you're nervous about doing this hosting this concert tonight. Tonight is our very first New Generation Jazz Series concert in Laurel, Maryland, with David P. Stevens and Art Sherrard Jr., and Mike is there. Getting prepared and ready to go. So I'm excited for you, Mike.
Yeah, well, no. You're excited for us. Lexi, we're doing it for us. That's right. Talking Smooth Jazz. That's right.
I'm so excited. All right, so we'll talk to you about that a little bit later. Let me welcome to the chat room Joe from Germany. Welcome, Joe. We have a couple of guests in the chat room. Welcome. If you would like to join us, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Click on the times 4 name. That will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak to our guest, Lincoln Adler, at 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. And Lincoln, let me introduce you to my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Mike.
Mike? Okay, we lost Mike. All right, he'll call back. All right, our guest today is saxophonist Lincoln Adler. He is from the San Francisco-based Jazz Funk Soul Quartet Times 4, and their current CD is called Eclipse. Lincoln, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So now the first time I've heard of Times 4 were first from some friends of mine who went to see you guys perform, and they suggested that we have you on the show. So here you are. So, again, welcome. They talked very highly of your performance. There's a couple of them, three or four of them went to see you guys perform one night and posted on Facebook about how much they enjoyed your show and talked very highly of you.
Your friends were so cool. They were so nice.
Yes.
And we played at a great place in San Jose called the Headley Room, and there's big couches and nice drinks, and they were just great. They just kind of inspired us. We had a great night that night. It was very fun.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. And then you probably know who they are then. Anita, Lisa, Anisha are the ladies that told us about the great concert and the great time they had.
Yeah, guys.
That's cool. All right. Well, let's start. Oh, you were asking me a question. I want to finish answering your question. You asked me how I got into this show, and I was saying that I went to broadcasting school in 2008 and created this show as a class project and debuted on this website in 2008. So that's how we got started.
Well, you've been doing this a while now. That's great.
Yes, and I absolutely love it. Smooth jazz is a passion of mine and Mike's, and I absolutely love doing this show and having artists on and talking to them and, learning about the music business and the artists and everything. So it's been a blast.
Wonderful.
All right, well, let's start with how Times 4 became a group.
It happened about 8 years ago. I I went to see this amazing artist named Steve Coleman in San Francisco, and ended up standing next to this drummer, Maurice Miles, and we just started chatting, and I had moved up here from L.A. a little before that and was looking for some new musicians to play with, and Maurice said he was a drummer, and I said, let's get together and play, and it just kind of fell together like that. It was amazing how it all just happened. It happened so fast. But it's been 8 years of great music making. We've done 3 CDs since then and had lots of great shows and good times together. So it's pretty wonderful.
And tell us about the other members in the group.
So Maurice Miles is the drummer. Kevin Lofton, the bass player, was actually playing with Maurice since those two have been around, you know, high school age. And I was introduced to Kevin by Maurice as well. And then after I got together with those two guys and we had a couple rehearsals, we were thinking, you know, it'd be good to have some chordal instrument, a guitar, some keyboards. And I just happened to run into a childhood friend of mine that I've known since I was 13 years old, Greg Sankovich, at a little place called The Cheeseboard, doing a little gig up there. And I just thought it would be wonderful to have him in the group. And I don't know, we had a great chemistry all together. So we've been going ever since.
All right. Times Four, obvious the name of the group. That's great. And so now you guys have 3 CDs, Eclipse, Relations, and Seductivity. And the covers on these CDs are very interesting. Who's the artist for your CD covers?
Oh, thank you. We're so fortunate. The artist's name is Lou Hong. That's L-U-H-O-N-G. And he's a pretty internationally renowned artist from China, and was a good friend of Greg Sankovich's for many years. And we were just all talking in the band, and Greg's like, I wonder if, you know, Lou Hong would let us use a couple of his paintings for our album covers. And he totally gave us a selection of all these amazing paintings that we could choose from. So every time we do an album, kind of we follow the theme of one of his paintings. So.
Yes. Okay. Very interesting. And then do you think that the paintings that you chose fit the CD, like the one you just chose for Relations, you think that fits the CD Relations?
Yeah, because if you look at that painting, it looks like kind of one person, but it's like one person with sort of 2 or 3 different faces, all kind of looking in different, you know, one's more of contemplated, one more is more happy, and the same thing with Eclipse, you know, the name of that painting is Eclipse that we picked, so that ended up being the title song of the CD.
Okay, very nice. It's very interesting, and even the one for Seductivity.
Is
also
yeah,
very interesting with the hand coming down. That was very interesting, I thought.
Yeah, and that one's dropping the seed of life into the world. That's what that one's about. So we thought, since that was our first project, that was kind of fitting for that, you know.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, you can, for those of you in the chat room, you can see those CDs in the slideshow, the covers of those CDs in the slideshow. If you would like to see the artwork on these CDs, you can visit their website, times4music.com, and you can see those CD covers there. All right, so now, Lincoln, I picked some songs from each CD to play, just so the listeners can get a feel for your music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with the first song, which is Seductivity, from that. It's the title track from that CD. So let's start with that CD, and tell me about the overall vision for that CD.
That CD was the most experimental of all, because we had just gotten together and I had written a bunch of music because I just thought, well, I need to put this band together and start something. So I threw a bunch of music out to the guys, and so that's why most of the music on that CD is written by me. But eventually it all became a group oriented project, and we all composed together. But for that CD, it was the first one, and we just wanted to do something, you know, and as our initial project, and it was very, very much about exploring each other and kind of getting to know each other's way of playing and stuff. So So it was a great intro to the band.
Okay. All right, this is the title track from the Seductivity CD by Times Four. Right, that was Seductivity. That was from the that was the title track from that CD by Times Four, and we are talking to saxophonist Lincoln Adler from that group. Lincoln, I wanted to know, when you guys get together to write a CD, do you all, or have each one of the members contributed to a song you all write for the CDs?
It's really interesting what's happened. So that first CD, I kind of brought a bunch of music in and said, let's play this. But since then, every song that we've written has been all pretty much all together. And we, you know, maybe Maurice will come in with a drum beat, and then Kevin will have a bass line that he thinks goes along with that. And then Greg will start filling in some chords, and then I'll have a little melody fragment. And pretty soon the song just evolves, and that can take anywhere from a couple hours to maybe it happens over a month or two, the song will keep changing and evolving as we kind of hone it. One thing that's interesting is it's fun to listen to that album Seductivity, because that was you know, done quite a while ago now, I think about 6 years ago. So the group has kind of evolved in terms of arrangements and sophistication. You know, I think we've gotten a little more complicated, hopefully in a good way. But it's fun to hear friends now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that brings me to your current CD, Eclipse. And the question that I was going to ask was, how is this Eclipse different from Relations and Seductivity?
Well, one thing about Relations and Seductivity is we recorded both of those in a garage of a friend of ours. So they were done on a very low budget, and a friend of ours is a really great recording engineer, Bob Langley, and he really wanted to record the band, and so he did all the work recording and mastering and everything. And this last album, we thought, let's not bother Bob, let's go to Fantasy Studios and do it, you know, in the big studio. So that's probably one of the bigger differences, is the quality of the recordings of Eclipse is really pristine, and it was really fun playing in that gorgeous studio. You know, it was really a nice experience.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to play the title track from that CD, Eclipse. Again, we're talking to saxophonist Lincoln Adler. He is a member of the group Times Four, and if you would like to speak to Lincoln, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. This is the title track from Eclipse. That was the title track from Times 4 current CD called Eclipse. Very nice, Mr. Lincoln Adler. We are talking to him. He is the saxophonist in the group. So very nice.
Thank you so much. You know, you asked me the difference between Eclipse and what I really should have said is that the band is much more, there's much more space for everybody to play on that album. You know, the first two albums we thought, oh, we have to keep the songs under a certain time or everybody should take a solo that's not too long. And then Eclipse, we said, let's just play like we're playing live, you know. So Greg's playing on this amazing piano that was owned by Bill Evans, or, you know, Bill Evans played on once. And Kevin's just playing some amazing bass. Everybody just had room to open up. So I think it's much more fun musically. It's more of an adventure that way, you know.
Okay. Well, how did you get started in playing in music? How did you get started?
I was fortunate to have parents that thought music was a good idea for developing, you know, a person's personality and soul. So when I was 5 years old, they started giving me some piano lessons. And then about fourth grade, I got to play clarinet in school in the music program. And then in high school, I switched to saxophone so I could play in the jazz band, because that was really where my heart was in that kind of music. And I was just fortunate they had good school music programs back in those days and good jazz bands. We used to get to go to jazz festivals around the state and compete, and it was just, it was a great thing for us. Yeah.
Okay. Now you also have four of your own CDs, solo CDs of your own. Tell us about those.
Yeah. I just love making music. So, you know, the more I can record and put out, the happier. So I started back in, I lived in LA for a long time, and back there I had a group called Rainbow Tribe. So we did a CD down there, and it did pretty well on the radio and everything. And then I started putting out my own smooth jazz CDs. I have one called Are You In There and one called Short Stories that are both more geared toward the smooth jazz kind of market. And they did good. I just love making music and putting it out. So it's a fun experience for me.
Okay, and where can the listeners find your music?
I have my own website. It's lincolnadler.com. And there's all my music's on there, plus music of Times 4 is available from that website as well.
Okay, all right. And now I also read, too, that you produce music for TV and films. Tell us about some of these.
When I lived in L.A., I did quite a bit of production for some TV commercials and a few TV shows. And there's one that was really fun called New York Undercover that was like one of those cool police shows.
Had
music in like a whole show on Thanksgiving one time. The whole show, they played a song that I co-wrote with a friend of mine, Mike Henderson. And we were just so excited to hear it on TV like that. But and then just, you know, various little projects like that. You know, when you're in the LA scene, there's a lot of stuff going on around you like that all the time. So kind of talk to people and get a chance to submit things, and it kind of happens like that.
Okay. Wow, that's cool. That's cool. So now I mentioned that Times 4 have three CDs, Eclipse, Seductivity, and Relations, and I'm going to play a song from the Relations CD next. So tell us about this CD, and the song I'm going to play is Cell Phone.
Oh, Cell Phone. Okay, well, that's kind of like our idea of a smooth jazz pop tune. it's pretty short and funky, and that CD we really tried to make the arrangements tight and a little more concise, and it was just all about, you know, creating a good groove that kind of went through the whole song. So yeah, I'll check this out and see how it goes.
All right, this is Cell Phone.
Thank you.
All right, that was Cell Phone from Times Four's Relations CD. And Lincoln, I'm sure you noticed that the songs are shorter than they are on the CD itself. Some of your songs were like 7-8 minutes long.
Yeah, we get carried away and we have too much fun playing in the studio, and we hate to edit stuff. We record stuff live, you know, we just play it all together and we just kind of let the songs go till they feel like they should stop, and sometimes, yeah, that's 9 minutes later.
Okay. Let me welcome to the chat room Bonnie Fan Carol, Joe from Germany, Dr. Fuentes, and today is Dr. Fuentes' birthday, so happy birthday, Dr. Fuentes. Thank you for coming into the chat room. Glad to have you. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com, click on Times 4 name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. You can also give us a call with your questions for Lincoln Adler at 646-716-5485. So, Lincoln, how would you describe Times 4 music?
Oh, that's so hard. You know, you're supposed to have that 15-second elevator pitch ready when people ask you that question. But I haven't quite figured out what it's supposed to be yet. But I'd say it's a really, like, a urban, funky jazz. You know, so it's got elements of jazz, but I wouldn't say it's straight ahead. A lot of people who don't really relate to straight-ahead jazz so much really like our music. I think they're surprised that they like jazz because we put other elements into it that are funky and have a groove and a beat. And when you see us live, we put a lot of energy and personality into the music, and we have a lot of fun. We're laughing the whole set, you know, because we're just there's just a joy in the music. So, I don't know. That was longer than 15 seconds, I know, but that's nice.
Well, the other members of the group describe the music this way. Miles calls it contemporary with an edge. The bassist, Lofton, says it's a nice hybrid of cerebral jazz with more of a backbeat. And Greg describes it as funk meets jazz peppered with hip-hop and soul. So you each have a different description for your music.
Yeah, and it's funny because, you know, knowing the guys, it's kind of each of us has a little bit of a different background and came up listening to maybe we all listen to the same music pretty much. But, you know, maybe that kind of how what we focused on kind of changed how we would describe it. So that's interesting to hear. You know.
Okay. Yeah. I picked two songs from the Relations CD. The next one is Full Moon. Tell me about this one.
Ah, Full Moon. So for some reason, that's traditionally the song we start almost every show with, because it's one we just feel really comfortable and happy playing, and it's kind of a good warm up. It just kind of gets the creative juices flowing at the beginning of a gig, and that's another one that just kind of came together pretty quickly in a group writing session when we were getting ready to do the Relations CD.
Okay. All right. This is from the Relations CD. This is called Full Moon. Thank you. right. That was Full Moon from Times Four's Relations CD. I can see why my friends like you guys so much. I can see why they were very excited to be at your show and hear you all play.
Thank you so much.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying thank you. Thanks for the compliment. That's nice. They were like the best fans I think we've had at a show. they were so enthusiastic. It was really fun to have them there.
I can imagine. So now I read that you created a company called Groove Tonic Media. What is this?
So we needed a record label to put our stuff out on, and so I put that together to release our CD. So, you know, we end up on iTunes and all those digital distribution networks and everything. And also I do record production, and along with Greg Sankovic, we've been producing some people now at Fantasy Studios. So things are moving along. We're having fun giving other people ideas on how to play their music, you know, and bring the best out in them. It's kind of like being a movie director or something. It's really a nice challenge.
Oh, interesting. Okay, and how can people get in contact with you regarding this?
They could just send an email to either through the Times 4 or my website, lincolnadler.com. And there's also a groovetonicmedia.com website as well. So any of those ways to contact us would be great. And we'd like to hear from people. You know, in any case, if people just want to comment about the music or have any questions, I'm happy to reply as well. So,
okay. And you're also a photographer, I read.
Yeah.
how do you do it all?
I don't know. Maybe it's schizophrenia. I have lots of different sides. I love visual art, and I've always wished I could be the kind of artist that would be able to just create something like a painting, but I never had the patience to learn how to paint. So photography is kind of the next best thing. You know, you can point your camera at something, and just by having a certain attitude about it or taking something from a little bit different angle, you can really change someone else's perception of that thing. So that's what's so exciting about photography for me.
Okay. And you can see Lincoln's work at LincolnAdlerPhotography.com. That's LincolnAdlerPhotography.com to see some of his work. And I was surprised to read that you perform with actor Jeff Goldblum. I didn't know he was a pianist.
He is a pretty wonderful piano player, and he just, you know, he puts his energies into acting, so otherwise I think he'd be a famous musician, you know?
Yes.
He's a great guy, and I played with him for 5 years when I lived in L.A. He had a really great little jazz group, and one of the musicians that would play with us a lot was Anthony Wilson, who is Dan Kroll's guitar player. And we'd have a lot of wonderful people come in, Tom Scott and Eric Benet. I mean, these people would come in and just sit in with us and jam, you know, on songs, and it was a really great situation. So that was a lot of fun.
Okay. Wow, you're a musician, a photographer. You just do it all.
You know.
What can you say, right?
When you're a musician, you kind of have to diversify. You know, it's just kind of the nature of the beast. So, yeah, it's fun.
So now, are you guys working on new music?
We are. We're doing Eclipse. It was kind of a big rush, and we had a big release show, and we just did a show at Yoshi's, which is a big club here in San Francisco a little while back. So we're kind of regrouping, and we've already written a few new songs and have a bunch, you know, in the works. So we'll probably do a new album, maybe, you know, towards the end of the year or something. We're still ruminating, but it's going to come soon, yeah.
Well, we would love to have you back on the show once that new album is out, you know, help you promote that and play some songs from it.
It's a treat to have, you know, someone who supports smooth jazz. And I know there's a lot of people who love smooth jazz and who listen to it, but it's really hard. It's hard. The promotion part of it's really difficult because there's not a lot of outlets for it. You know, it's interesting.
Right. You know, and before we came on, I was asking you about the Bay Area, and you were telling me that it seems like more places there are more into straight ahead jazz.
Yeah, we lost our big smooth jazz station. I think it was last year, and that was really sad because that was really the only outlet for smooth jazz here, and once that was gone, kind of all the other smooth jazz concerts kind of stopped. Like, they used to support a lot of, you know, festivals and stuff here, and once their name kind of came off the list, people just figure, well, we'll have either, you know, straight-ahead jazz, or even people are moving towards more pop artists now. So a lot of the things they call jazz festivals around here kind of include acts that you wouldn't normally think of as jazz. You know, it's fun, mm-hmm. I think, to talk to music and everything, but it's interesting how just the smooth jazz thing has kind of become a little more hidden. So
yeah, so. It's sort of become underground almost, you know.
Yeah, underground, but, that's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're working to change all of that, and you know, shows like mine, and there's other shows here on the internet that, you know, we interview artists, smooth jazz artists in particular, and play the music. So we are working to change all that. We're like the whole new generation of radio for this genre. Yep. And like you said, there's a lot of people that love this genre. A lot of people.
There are. I think a lot of people were surprised when the smooth jazz station went under, you know. But I think a lot of the stations are just getting eaten up by big corporate, you know, entities, mm-hmm. and really all they care about is selling advertising time, and they're not really that interested in the music, so they don't care if it's top 40 or oldies, or, you know, as long as they're selling more ads. So that's
exactly.
That's the sad part of the business, you know, is that it's a business.
That's true. And it's so true. That is so true. Yeah, and I mentioned to you that we lost our station here a year ago in December. And so once you lose a smooth jazz station, it affects everything that they did in terms of concerts and Sunday brunches and all of that they sponsored. All that goes away with it as well. Plus, we lose artists coming to the city to perform because there's no station to promote their upcoming concert. So they take that city off their list.
Right, and it's really interesting what's happening in the Bay Area. Maybe this is happening there, too, is that people are kind of trying to find their own venues now. So there's a lot more house concerts and a lot more loft concerts, a lot more people getting together and just, you know, putting on their own events because there's not that support. So it's kind of interesting to see how people try to find their way, you know, with the different landscape.
Yeah. I agree. Well, Lincoln, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate having you on. And again, we definitely would like to have you back when the new CD comes out. Just keep in touch with us and let us know when that will be, and we'll get you back on.
Well, Terry, you're so welcome. It was really a pleasure, and thanks for your support of the music. It's great to see you out there doing all this. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And again, thank you for joining us today. We will get, let people know of where. I'll just have you do that before you go. Just let people know once again where they can pick up Eclipse and all the other CDs.
Yeah, the best way is to go to the Times 4 website, which is times4music.com. That's with the numeral 4, times4music.com. Mm-hmm. And can I mention a couple of gigs we have coming up?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, we have one in Sonoma on May 21st, the Sonoma Jazz Wine and Song. It's at 1:30, and it's a big downtown thing where they turn the whole town into a jazz venue. And that should be really fun if anybody's in the area, just to come out and you get food and amazing music. There's lots of acts playing that day. And then July 11th, we're playing at the San Francisco Jazz, SF Jazz Stanford Series down at Stanford Shopping Center. So...
Okay.
So those are a few bigger things coming up.
All right, cool. Well, again, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing some new music from Times 4.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was Lincoln Adler. He is the saxophonist with the group Times 4. Their current CD is called Eclipse. You can find that on their website, times4, music.com. I have a smooth jazz news minute to play, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Mike about our new generation jazz concert starting tonight.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute. Dave Koz will release a new project, iTunes, live from Soho on June 14th. This six-song compilation includes two songs from Hello Tomorrow, Put the Top Down, and This Guy's in Love with You. And speaking of, he's shooting his newest video for This Guy's in Love with You in Ventura, California, and is looking for people to be part of the first ever city-sized love mob to show support for marriage equality. For more information, go to DaveKoz.com. George Duke, Marcus Miller, and David Sanborn are the new supergroup DMS. Their summer tour kicks off May 28th at the House of Blues in Orlando, Florida. For more information, go to Marcus Miller's notes section on his Facebook page. This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
Now, that the love mob that Dave Koz is looking for people to do, it's going to be sort of like a what they call a flash mob. You know, where a lot of people get together on the street and they just do like a dance or whatever. I think that's what they're trying to do. They're looking for people to come out and be a part of this video. And they're going to take over like Ventura, California, and just do like a love mob. And I guess you guys are going to be doing dances or whatever. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm thinking. So that should be cool. So you can find out more information about that and get in touch with Dave Koz and let him know that you're interested in participating on his website, DaveKoz.com. All right, Mike, have you calmed down?
I'm here.
Mike is nervous. Mike is nervous, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, so tonight is the first New Generation of Contemporary Jazz Series concert with David P. Stevens and Art Sherrod. So how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Like I said, I'm not even there yet. We're supposed to meet up at the venue at 5. So I'm almost at the venue, and, you know, David, him and his crew, they should be just about done here. And I talked to Art earlier, so he's ready to go. And, we have another young lady by the name of Dion. She's a neo-soul singer, and she'll be singing as well at the concert tonight. So it's going to be a good concert, like I said, to kick off everything. And I've also received some calls from some other indie artists, some other artists that's you know ready to get it going. So it's time to change some things now, you know, with this thing.
Okay, all right. And Mike is going on. Not only is Mike the promoter for this concert, he's going to be the MC as well tonight. And I know he's nervous about that. But you're going to do fine. You're going to do fine.
yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. You're getting up there, son. Like I said, it's going to be a packed house. I mean, because I received like at least 30 phone calls this past week. Because you know how we do. We wait for the last pay period to buy our tickets when we should have bought them like 2 months ago. But that's how we do. So, hey. But we got a lot of people come on. At least about 200 people should be there. So it's going to be a good look for David and for Art, you know, and like so with the Talking Smooth Jazz brand behind it, you know, it's going to be top notch. So.
All right. I wish I was there to help you, but
yeah,
I know you're going to
too.
Do a good job. I have no doubt that you're going to do a great job, Mike. I have faith in you, and I know it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Definitely. So I will send good thoughts your way, and I will be thinking about you, and I look forward to hearing from you tonight about, you know, how everything turned out.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll be there and everything. So I'll give you a call back, you know, once everything's over with, let you know how everything went. And of course, you know, I'm going to have to call you, let you know, text you while Dave is killing it, because but David told me that he's going to kill tonight, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I think so, too. All right, well, I will let you go and take care of business, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, sorry. And all right, everybody, I see you guys. And just know that this series, like I said, is not going to be just relegated to one area. You know, we're going to try to bring this thing out to different areas, too. So Vegas, Florida, you know, wherever. And like I said, Talking Smoothcast Presents. That's what we're going to try to do to help these independent artists out, so... We got to do the thing, Terry.
Okay, and let me just say one last thing. You can still purchase tickets at the door tonight. They are $15. So you can still purchase tickets, and it's at the Rio's Lounge in Laurel, Maryland. So when you get to the door tonight, you can still purchase tickets for $15, and Mike will be there. So you just say hello to Mike when you see him.
Yes, yes. We're not raising the prices because just like the guy that ran for the governor of New York, he was always saying that the gas, I mean, what's the name was too damn high? The gas is too damn high now. Since we're not raising the prices up on people, so it's going to be $15 at the door so everybody can kind of, you know, watch their pockets tonight, you know, and come on and have a good time.
I know you told me in one area of there's an area in D.C. where gas is $5 a gallon.
$5.20 a gallon, yes. $5.20 a gallon, so.
Wow.
Yes,
indeed. That is
crazy.
That is crazy. All right. Well, you go. Have a great time, and I look forward to hearing from you later.
All right, sorry. All right.
And Antoine, wait a minute, Mike. Antoine's mother says, Cleveland, please. She's in the room. Today is her birthday. So she's in the chat room. And she definitely wants us to bring it to Cleveland. So we'll work on that, Dr. Fuentes.
Yes, yes. We're going to get to Cleveland so we get Antoine on. And, you know, Antoine is a part of this new generation, too. Like, so, you know, him, you know, Adrian Burse, like the BK, Marcus, Matt Marsh, a lot of these guys. You know, these guys are young, up-and-coming artists that people need to know about, and we got to get it out there, get the word out about these guys.
Agreed. All right, well, have fun.
All right, Terry, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, tonight is our first New Generation Contemporary Jazz Series concert with David P. Stevens and Art Sherrod Jr. Tickets are still available at the door for $15. Concert starts at 8 o'clock at the Rio's Lounge in Laurel, Maryland. So if you're in the area and you want to check that out, stop by, get a ticket, and have an evening. You know, just enjoy yourself and have an evening. Enjoy an evening of great smooth jazz music. All right, let me say goodbye and thank you to Bonnie Fan Carroll, Dr. Fuentes. Again, happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great day. Joe from Germany and all of the guests, thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow we are talking to Steve Watts of Dotsero. He is the saxophonist of Dotsero. I saw them for the first time at Seabreeze last month, and to me and for me, they were one of the standout performances at Seabreeze. They killed it. Killed it. Thursday and Saturday. So I will be talking to Steve Watts of Dotsero tomorrow. And then on Monday, May 16th, we have saxophonist Huge Groove about his new CD, 7 Large. So you want to tune in. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then on Tuesday, May 17th, we're talking to saxophonist Eric Darius about his On a Mission campaign with the schools, working with the schools and the kids and talking to the kids about music. So we have three shows in a row coming up tomorrow, Dotsero, Monday, Huge Groove, and Tuesday, Eric Darius. So you want to tune in for those. All right. Thanks again for those in the chat room. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds. And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.